But we're going to open up the second half with a man who is one of our favorite people, one of our favorite musicians. He's been on the show many times with his own group several times, but also with various other ensembles through the years. Everybody from, he was here with Emmylou Harris. He was here, of course, with the band that he co-founded, the Newgrass Revival, some years ago. He was here with Joshua Bell and Edgar Mayer and A Short Trip Home and Mike Marshall and that group. It's just time and time again. He's got fans all over the world for a good reason, because he is one of the best musicians in the world, one of the great fiddle players, a great mandolin players, and he travels, of course, with his own band, some of the best musicians you'll hear anywhere. His latest record is on Sugar Hill. It's called Circles Around Me, and it has a lot of great things on it. Some of it's kind of returned to traditional bluegrass, some of its original things. It's just a really nice collection of music. If you've never heard him before, start here, and then you're going to be wanting to get everything else. Please welcome back to the mountain stage, Mr. Sam Bush.
Was I dreaming, or did this really happen? I can feel the earth below my feet. The world is turning fast and wild. I'm like a little newborn baby child who's never known regret or defeat. I am surrounded, tangled in the wire. Calling and the rising frequency of the silent smiles and laughter of those that came before, and the deafening sound of all this love falling down on me. Hey, 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 how in the hell did we get this? Tale of a shooting star. Hey, hey, hey. You're running circles around me, circles around me now. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Of a shooting. Circles around me, circles around me now. Around me now, circles around me now. You're running circles around me. around me now. Thank you very much. Our great pleasure to be back with all our friends at Mountain Stage. We thank you for being in the audience with us. Featuring songs off the Circles Around Me CD. This one we look to, I learned it off a record by a great bluegrass musician, Red Allen. And this was written by Pete Kuykendall. Some of you might know him as the editor of Bluegrass Unlimited magazine. And so here's a good duet. Like to feature Stephen Mogin on the duet vocal here. This is called Out on the Ocean. By the way, friends, you got to know that on the five-string banjo is Mr. Scott Vestal. Guitar and vocals, Stephen Mogin. Back here on the drums, Spoonie Love from up above, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Brown. And on the bass, both the acoustic bass and the electric bass, from Bowling Green, Kentucky, Mr. Byron House. This is a song I had occasion to write with two great songwriters, Verlin Thompson and Guy Clark. We made up this tune
It's a story of an Opry entertainer, grand old Opry entertainer named String Bean. Name was Dave Aikman. And some of you might not know, he was Bill Monroe's first banjo player in the first edition of the Bluegrass Boys, later to become well-known on his own as an Opry entertainer, a banjo player, comedian, singer, songwriter. And it was a known story that String Bean didn't trust banks, so he always kept his money in the bib of his overalls or hidden in his house somewhere. And this is a story of a couple of cousins named Brown that came to rob String Bean and his wife Estelle one night after he got home from the Grand Ole Opry. So here's the ballad of String Bean and Estelle.
On Ridgetop, Tennessee, in 1973, the Brown boys killed String Bean and Estelle. The reason for it all is in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pay. There must have been a terrible struggle for the cash in his bib overalls. The Brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." And the thieves said, "Stand and deliver." But String Bean would not. A pawn and no return. They shot him dead, then they shot Estelle. It would burn evermore in his memory, the picture of that dreadful, awful sight. And then 23 years later, they tore the fireplace down. There was $20,000 that the Brown boys never found.
They say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's paper. They've auctioned off strings over alls.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Stephen Mogin to sing on this duet and give you a little lead vocal as well, one that we recorded on the record. On the record, it was a duet with the great Del McCurry, and Del sang this with Bill Monroe originally back in the 60s, and so we were happy to have him on here, and we'd like to feature Stephen on that part tonight. So here's one originally done by Mr. Bill Monroe. This is called Roll On, Buddy, Roll On. Well, thank you very much, friends, and we very much appreciate getting to be on this radio show, and we admire them so much here at Mountain Stage for keeping a show that is all about music going all these years, and boy, do we appreciate getting to be on it. So thank you so much for working so hard all these years. Here's an instrumental I made up down in the Gulf Coast of Florida, where I found out my wife and I were on a bicycle ride one day, and boy, I found out what's one of the highest peaks in Florida. can't be over 350 feet high. But when you're not used to riding a bicycle anymore, it seemed kind of steep. So this is named after the specific area. This is called Blue Mountain. And thanks for being here at Mountain Stage. It's appreciated. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Sam Bush right there. And an all-star band playing some tunes from his new record on Sugar Hill called Circles Around Me. Sam Bush. He'll be back in Merlefest this year. He'll also be up at Telluride, and he'll be at the Jazz and Heritage Festival. Sam will be at Merlefest in April, and Telluride in June, and Jazz Fest down in April also. And it's always a pleasure to see Sam. He started playing music when he was 13 years old, got to hear a lot of the great original bluegrass players back at that time, Flatten Scruggs, and of course Bill Monroe, and Ralph and Carter Stanley. He ended up getting to play with a lot of those folks, Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, and Bill Monroe. And he's won many awards in the International Bluegrass Music Association, as you can imagine. But recently he also was given the great honor of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Americana Music Association, and nobody deserves it more. Back in 1971, he started the Newgrass Revival along with some other folks, and it evolved, and musicians came and went a little bit. By the time that they finished up in 1989, it included John Cowan and Bela Fleck and Pat Flynn and Mr. Bush. Their last, I believe he told me, their last concert was the Newgrass Revival along with Bonnie Raitt and the Grateful Dead. Mountain Stage Band, Ron Soule back there on the guitar, and our two lead guitarists, Ryan Kennedy, Michael Lipton, Steve Hill on the bass, Ahmed Solomon on the drums, and Bob Thompson on the piano. I'm going to join Julie Adams right now to do a tune by the great Leonard Cohen, one of the best-known tunes of Leonard Cohen called Bird on a Wire. Please say hello to Julie Adams. Thank you. Stage band, Bird on a Wire.